In Jesus' precious name. Supernatural openings is the text of our speech quickly this afternoon. Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, this thing saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. But thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. My Lord hath the key of David. He opens, and none can shut. He has opened the door for me, and no man can shut the door. My Lord has the key of David. He opens and none can shut. He has opened the door for me, and no man can shut the door. And I have stepped into my season of open door. I have arrived at my moment of open door. It's my open door. It's my year of open door. It's my open door. Lord, I've come to my open door. Our objective today is to understand the supernatural way opening power of God. Way opening or door opening. Throughout scripture we see God as a supernatural door opener. A supernatural way opener. He opened the highway in the Red Sea. He opened a way in the River Jordan. He stepped into a room after resurrection without passing through a door. John chapter 20 verse 19 and then verse 25. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in their midst. The doors were shut. Verse 25, we saw it again. Verse 26, the doors were shut. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. We serve the God who is a supernatural door opener, a supernatural way maker. And there are three facts regarding his ability that you need to know. 1. God does not need a regular door to access anywhere under heaven. He doesn't need a regular door. He doesn't need a regular door. We just saw that. Revelation chapter 20 verse 19 and verse, sorry, John 20, 19 and then 26. He doesn't need a regular door to access anywhere under heaven. I'm seeing a touchlight there. Is that a phone light or what is that? That is, he can pass through any way outside the normal way. That is why he is the protocol suspender. That is, you are seated here. In case there is a way that is closed against you, God has another way. That amen is too paralyzed. I said, in case there is a door, a way, an access that they have closed against you, God will pass you through another road. God will pass you through another way. God will create for you another way. Shout amen like a believer. That is, he doesn't need a regular door to access anywhere under heaven. Number two, God can create a way where there was none. That is, apart from having the road he can pass, he can create one. In Exodus chapter 14 verse 21, he made a highway in the Red Sea as Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. He can create a way. He can create a road where there is none. Because the way does not need a way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I can't be the way and be looking for ways. Anyone seated here today that is in need of a way created for you, maybe in your business area, in your ministry area, in your career area, they have blocked the other roads. Your God and my God will create a way. He will create a way. He will create a way supernaturally. Shout the loudest, amen. Thirdly, all doors bow to the authority of God. That is, apart from not needing the door, apart from being able to create a way, all doors bow to his authority. By what we call the key of David in Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. He has the key of David that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. What the meaning of that is that the master has the master key. If the door does not open for him of his own accord, he opens it by his master key. And God is about to open the door for you. You know these electronic doors? Like the one here, when you approach it, it bows. If human beings can do such a thing, how much more Jehovah? Remember the story of the herbalist that somebody took to native doctor. He took to, I think, Hilton to go and do charm for him or something. And as the man was approaching the Hilton door, it opened. He went back. He came close again, the door opened. He went back. He came close again, the door opened. He told his client, he said, somebody is trying my power here. Let me go and recharge and come back. He couldn't understand it all. He said, somebody is too local to understand it all. He said, somebody is trying his power here. Let him go and charge and come. That is the primitivity of occultism, occultic person. But we serve a God that is aware that the door must open. And the door must open. Very soon, the meaning is you will not need to knock. That amen is too paralyzed. Say a believer's amen. Look at somebody near you, say where you have been knocking. Very, very soon, the door will open for you without you knocking at all. Shout the loudest amen. Are you okay on this side? I saw the light went up. Just like you to rush and let's get it done. Light up. What are the secrets of supernatural openings? Number one, the power of God through prophetic impact. Doors can open supernaturally for you through the power of God that is deployed by your prophet. The children of Israel stood in front of the Jordan River. Sorry, both the Jordan River and the Red Sea. And in Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, and verse 16, the Lord said unto Moses, why are you crying to me like this? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. And then you lift up your rod and stretch your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Verse 21. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strongest wind all that night. And made the sea dry land. And the waters went too fast. And the waters were divided. Full stop. The children went in the midst of the river. The waters were divided. A road was created by the power of God in the hand of their prophet. At the river Jordan, there was also another obstacle. God still used the ministry of the priest. Joshua chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. He said, let the priest go as their feet deep at the brink of Jordan. The Jordan shall be divided. Your prophet, your priest, is critical for your open doors in life. One young man told me, he said he came the first vision we had here, the first night vision we had here. He came here. I think he was jobless at that time. Everything almost grounded, trusting God for the way forward. He said he left here and he went and slept after the vision, the first one we had here. And then he got some ideas and got some light and insight and so on. And then started an endeavor with a 5-day fast. Today he's in comfortable millions with people working for him in millions. It's one thing to be a millionaire, it's another thing to have millionaires under you. One of the people working under him said, himself, that one working under him, told me with his mouth. That one also is a worker in this church. He's a member of this church. Medical doctor, living in a house that was leaking. That one too said, out of this altar, God changed his life. He's working under this other man that got ideas to start something from the first vision here. The one walking under him said he is the richest person in his village. Hello? And he said it in presence of the man. Both of them lighted by the rod of the prophet. The way was created for them, where the devil wanted them dead. I am still here with that same oil. And the God who caused that to happen is still here. And I announce today, by this prophetic rod, every Red Sea before you is now divided. You are saying amen, say it like a believer. You are saying amen, say it like a believer. Believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe also his prophet, so shall you prosper. As you believe in this declaration today, whether it is the door of business, the door of the womb, the door of marriage, the door of your career, the door of destiny, it is opening now. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. You are not permitted to be stranded with a prophetic cover. What did I say? When Elisha stood in front of the river Jordan, Elisha, his master, had passed. They passed together. He went to heaven. Elisha was returning, and now the river Jordan was in front of him. What did he say? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Bam! Where is the mantle of my father? How can I be stranded here? How can I be stagnated here? Bam! And the river turned hither and thither. Today, by the mantle with which I minister, every Jordan River, every Red Sea in front of you is divided right now. And I speak the same to all our people connected. All our people from Makurdi, from Kaduna, from Uyo, from Lekki, from Lagos that I saw. And for every other location, every Jordan River in front of you, today is their end. The last 9 hours in his presence with Judah Terrier 1, July last year, people are testifying about it today. Today, by this time next year, your testimony is still running. That amen is too paralyzed. What is happening here today? What shall happen to you today? What will be happening to you today? By this time next month, 2 months time, 3 months time, 1 year time, 2 years, you will trace your testimony to this encounter. You will trace your testimony to this service. You believe that? Shout, I believe 5 times. Again. 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 Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. The power of God through the prophet, through prophetic impact. Number 2 key is the sound of praise and worship. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. A shout of victory. A shout of worship. Joshua chapter 6 verse 20. The people shouted, the wall collapsed. The wall collapsed, means the road, the way was made for them. The people shouted and the wall collapsed. If there is somebody shouting for the wall standing between you and your inheritance to collapse. For the wall standing between you and your inheritance to collapse. Is there anybody shouting? so you can shift level to your next level, to your next level, to the other side, the other side, the other side, the other side. In the name of Jesus, take your seat. And Paul and Silas prayed. Comma means pause, means nothing yet. But when they added praises and sang praise unto God, and the prisoner heard them, suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Hear this. Praise does not only open your door, it dismantles satanic constructions. It demolishes demonic installations. The praise broke down the wall, he also broke the prison foundation. He didn't just open the door. Your praise, your worship attacks the root of your problems. It attacks the foundations of your challenge. Ay, 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 ay. Anybody hearing something at all? It attacks the foundation that is carrying your captivity. Yeah. It visits the occultic altar that won't let you rest. And by the time he finishes with them, he opens your doors. This morning I prophesy. It is afternoon, but I say morning. Because anytime your joy comes, that is morning. Joy cometh in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes. Any time at all, joy comes. That is morning. Look at the neighbor, say good morning. Ask him, why are you telling me good morning in the afternoon? Say, because my joy has come. Hey! 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 I prophesy to you today. Every foundation, demonic occultic foundation, witchcraft foundation, that is preventing your door from opening, today they shall collapse. That foundation scatters by fire. That foundation scatters by fire. Somebody give the Lord a 60-second shout of victory. 60 seconds. 1, 2, shout! Joy cometh in the morning. In Jesus' precious name. I say again, by this time next year, testimonies that you can trace to today will continue to flow. They will continue to flow. They will continue to flow. Shout! out the prayers, take your seat. Secret of supernatural opening. Number three is the key of insight. The key of insight. The key of revelation. The key of revelational knowledge. Put it like that. Of revelation knowledge. Knowledge is a key. Luke 11:52, Jesus said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, for you have taken away the key of knowledge." You have blocked people from getting revelation. Revelation is a key. That was why when Peter identified Jesus in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16 to 19, he said, "And Simon answered, 'Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.' And Jesus said, 'Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father in heaven. And I swear to you that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth, anything you open on earth is open. And anything you close on earth is closed.'" Revelation knowledge is key. That was why when the word came to Joseph, the prison door opened. In Psalm 105, verse 17, he sent a man before them. Even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they held with fetters, he was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. And the king sent and loosed him. When the word came, when the revelation came, the door opened. Within this season, a scriptural light that will shift you to the next level will be given to you. He said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed to you, but my Father." So our Father in heaven can give you light. He can give you relevant passage. You are dreaming in the night and they gave you a paper with a scripture written on it. You woke up in the morning, you opened that scripture. It changed your life. Am I communicating? I've been given many scriptures. Not while sleeping, while awake. Go here. And I went there. And I read it. And what I saw revolutionized my life. I speak to somebody here today. That scripture, that light, that revelation that will change your life and change your level is coming to you right now. The key of revelational, of revelation knowledge. Number four is the key of sacrifice. Causes door to open. Doors to open. The key of sacrifice. Hannah's womb opened when she made the sacrificial vow. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11. If you will remember me and not forget your handmaid, and you will give me a man child, I will give him to you all the days of his life. That sacrificial vow opened her womb. Do you remember the testimony of the woman who said she was trusting God for 4 years? And she said she has heard testimonies of people trusting God for 8 years. And she tells God, "What is 4 years? She goes to a one altar, lays down there, and offers her sacrifices according to what she said. And then she saw the Jacob kind of encounter, angels from that altar. And then next time she saw me and mommy and said, I handed over a child or something. Yoke broken. Barrenness terminated. That was what Hannah did. That her own was a sacrificial vow. The Shunammite woman, he sacrificially built the house for the prophet. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 9. All the way. I perceive that this man is a holy man of God. He passes by us continually. Let us build a house for him. After that was done, the man said, what can be done for this woman? Long story made short, according to the time of life, you will have a child. Womb by the power of sacrifice. Solomon offered the sacrifice. That's example number 3. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 4. He offered a burnt offering in Gibeon. 1,000 burnt offering. Verse 5. And the windows of heaven opened. God appeared. He opened heavens. God appeared and said, what do you want? That is, anything you want is possible by sacrifice. The centurion was giving and giving and giving alms in Acts chapter 10 from verse 1 all the way to verse 4. And the Lord sent someone to him and said, all your alms have been received. And the Holy Ghost came on him. The door of the gospel was opened to the Gentile world by the sacrifice of one person. When God lays upon you sacrifice, go ahead and get it done. Because your sacrifice is key to your satisfaction. Even after this season of 9 hours sacrificial worship in his presence, you can go ahead and lay down physical sacrifice. Tying it to a day like this. The Lord, shift me. Open this door. Nobody will tell you what it is. You tell yourself and let God reveal to you. That is number 4. The key of sacrifice. Number 5 is the key of kindness. Let me call it love and kindness. Loving people, being kind to people, can open for you the door you are looking for. That was what happened. Naaman the Syrian. It also happened to David. Let me start with David. David had a challenge where the Amalekites came and confronted him and his family. Took wives, took children, took everybody. David wept until there was no strength to weep. And God told him, pursue, overtake, recover all. While he was pursuing, he saw a man that was abandoned by his master. Left to die by a wicked master. David revived him. 1 Samuel chapter 30 from verse 12. From verse 11 actually. Gave the man water. His spirit came to him. He had not eaten. He hadn't drank anything for 3 days. And after he revived the man, David asked him, who are you? Long story made short, he was the one David was looking for. He led David to the recovery of everything. The recovery of everything. By showing a dying man kindness, the door was opened that he was looking for. Many times, when you ignore people, you ignore your future. Many times, the person you are taking for granted is the reason why you are grounded. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? If David bypassed the man, we are hurrying, want to go and recover. Let these people not go fast. In fact, let them not kill all our people before we reach there. He would have missed. But the man took him right to where the people were. Am I communicating? I like us to begin to love people more because it will change your life. The person you may be kind to may not be the person that will give you the direct result. But life is a seed. Whatever a man sows, he shall reap. I know I can never be stranded forever. And my generation cannot be stranded. Because I have made up my mind to relieve people being stranded people. Look at Naaman the Syrian. If you read the passage, you may not understand the passage in 2 Kings chapter 5. Naaman was a leper. From verse 1 through his hand. Naaman, captain of the host, king of Syria, of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master. He was honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Everything was okay, but there was a comma in his life. Maybe you are like that here. God will change your story today. Verse 2. But he was, and the Syrians had gone out by companies, and they brought away captive. That is, they took a slave out of the land of Israel, a little girl, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her, Madam, I wish that Oga was with a prophet of God that is in Samaria. He would have healed him of his leprosy. Can I ask you a question? This girl, do you think she can give such a prescription to a wicked madam? No. Just read between the lines. They must have been so good to her. Maybe taking her like their daughter. By the way they treated this girl, she was touched for the reproach of her master. Not the house girl that people are almost killing. I am looking forward to situations where somebody will have a house girl and you won't know the difference between the house girl and the child of the house, the way they appear. But most times it is very clear who is child and who is house girl. Very, very glaring. But this girl, it looked to me like they sold a slave. But there must have been a way they treated her. And this girl said, these people are too good to me. This of my own guy shouldn't be a reproach like this. There is somebody in my country that can heal him. Madam, please, let Oga be, he's such a good man. He shouldn't remain like this. And they listened to the advice of the little girl. And Oga was healed. Can I ask you a question? Do you think that that house there will remain house there forever? Do you think that after Oga come back, he will pick that girl and go and look for the father? We came to your country and we took somebody as a slave. I am sure it's for the sake of my healing that we took this girl. Please, I want to reconnect her with her family. That is how life is. What a man sows his dreams. It was in the same way that the centurion was literally weeping for his servant in Luke chapter 7. A centurion servant slave who was dear to him was sick. The Bible says he was ready to die. And the man went to beg Jesus Christ. I asked the question before. Do you think that that servant was a useless servant? A liability staff? No. Say no. Say, the Bible says the man was ready to die. But his organ was not ready for him to die. Sick, ready to die. But Oga said, you are ready, I'm not ready. You want to die, I will force you to leave. I need you. You are an asset. And to show the whole thing is that Jesus said, let me come. He said, don't even bother coming. I understand your schedule. Just say one word. Hallelujah. Kindness. David showed it. He opened the door of recovery. Naaman and his family must have showed it to the little girl. He opened the door for his healing. Who are the people in your life that can confirm your kindness? Mommy brought a girl to me the other day. by our car. She was greeting me. She said, do you know this girl? I said, no. What's with, I think Sterling Bank, right? Access Bank. Do you know this girl? I said, no. Oh, it's one of the people you sponsored through university, in Bremen State University. You are the one who paid her school fees from beginning to end. I don't know her. How many days on Sunday, right? 3 days ago. You are the one who paid her school fees through the university. I don't know her. I don't know her father. If I see her on the road again, I won't know her today. Father is dead. Two of them. Send them to school. One read engineering, she read English. She read engineering. You understand what I'm saying? Another one came to me in the office at area one. He said, you are the one who paid my school fees. I said, eh, he says, went to university. She's now working in another bank. I think Sterling Bank or so. I said, oh, congratulations, God bless you. She brought first fruit. And then brought bank form for business. Okay. Can you open an account with us? Somebody say amen. They came to us one time, they said an orphanage in Abuja here was about to be demolished. The orphans don't have where to go. I said, such a thing can't happen while we're alive. We literally bought a house for them. Bought a full house for them. When we went to dedicate, the children ran and said, daddy, 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 mommy, mommy. Our picture is there. He said, they lay hand and pray every day for you. Children, any witch looking for me should hear that too. Children, fatherless children, every day, Father bless his father. Summary, don't revolve your life around yourself. Just stretch beyond yourself. There are doors that will open. And for those of us who have done several things for people, I prophesy in this season the door shall open. That amen can be better. In this season, your door shall open. Shout the loudest, amen. Look at somebody by yourself, say your doors are opening. Take your seat. Is God speaking to somebody here? You're about to hear some things today that will change your life. Somebody say, I shall hear it. Number 6 is the key of kingdom service. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Psalm 89 verse 20. I have found, since he's my servant, it opened the door of the oil. Kingdom service. Luke chapter 1 verse 5. There was a man whose name was Zechariah. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia. Abia Street. Which part of Abia is it to see Alangwa? And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child. Don't let anybody tell you it's because of your sins that is the reason why God has not heard you. Sometimes it is just demonic confrontation. These people, they said they were blameless, both of them. They were blameless. That is, even the devil can't find their blame. But they had no child. But that did not stop Zechariah from working for God. Verse 8. He executed his priest office before God in the order of his course. And then the angel of the Lord appeared to him. The whole multitude were out, and there appeared to him the angel of the Lord on the right side of the altar of incense. And the angel said to him, now when he was troubled, and said to him, fear not, Zechariah, verse 13, go on. But the angel said to him, fear not, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard, and your wife's womb is opened, and he shall bear forth and bring forth a child. At the place of service, the womb opened. This was not the first time he was serving. He had been serving. But when God found his service consistent, he said, let me visit you now. Many people, it is when God wanted to visit them that they didn't come to church. That was when they got tired. I have been a faithful usher. I have been faithfully going on evangelism. I have been faithfully doing counseling work. Let me relax today. And God said, I'm about to visit you. Zechariah has been serving. Supposing on this particular day, he decided not to come. The angel would have come and then gone back to heaven. And say, sir, I went to the place where you said I will meet the man, but I didn't see him there. Heaven knows your location per time. The angel did not miss road. He found him where he was meant to be. There is a place where God expects you to be per time, especially in his service. Be there. Be there. Your miracle, your testimony, the sign, and the wonder will meet you where God expects to see you. The open door will meet you where God expects to see you. Are you saying amen? Say louder, amen. Sister, you can say that amen in your sleep. No, she's very sleepy. She can. All I want is let her say the amen from the sleep. Hallelujah. It is one thing to be where you are meant to be. It's another thing to be awake there. Did you hear what I said? She is where she's meant to be, but not awake. And the word that is meant for you can come when you are dozing. That word can come when somebody near you was whispering something to your ear. That word can come when somebody around you is distracting you. That word can come when you are checking your phone in church. Somebody say amen. If you are here in person and not just here by theory, shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, today is my day, my miracle, my testimony must meet me. Today, say it louder, say today is my day, my miracle, my testimony must meet me today. Have you received all the keys? When you live here, increase your service. I have been serving. I had a toenail affliction situation some time ago. Maybe 20 years ago. And I will come to speak with a pain on that toenail. The toenail, as if it will remove, it didn't remove. I ignored it and continued serving. I didn't know when it went. Fantastic. I mean, the God who is drying up cancer cannot kill you, little fungi. Hallelujah. Just face your service. Don't let nothing take you out. I give you key number 7. It is called the key of human hatred. That is, people hate you. It is a door opener. What some of us have been enjoying. The more they hate on us, the more doors open. What was it that made you to think that God looked for David in the wilderness and abandoned everybody in his family? The man was a lone ranger at home. David's situation was terrible. Bring all your children, the priest said. I have a sacrifice to make, and there is an anointing service. Bring all your children. They brought everybody and left David. And God was watching. His father could not speak for him. Mothers that yearn for their children couldn't speak for him. No relation, no brother, no sibling that could say, sir, Dave is not around. Nobody. Only David knew what he passed through in that family when he said, when my mother and my father forsake me. Psalm 27 verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord. I want you to watch out the word then. There are things God can't do with you until people forsake you. My father and my mother forsake me. He didn't say the Lord will take me up. He said then. Not before that time. If you are in the good books of everybody and you are such a person that is addicted to human approval, and you do everything possible to ensure that everybody is happy with you, you can't go far with God. When we grew up, there were people who never gave us the opportunity to become anything. They have no basis for expectation. There are things I will say in time to come. What they call rejection, we have faced it. Faced massive rejection. And the worst form of rejection is the rejection that comes from within the home. Where nobody gave you the basis of amounting to anything. Where people concluded on how you will end before you started. They didn't give you the benefit of the doubt. Then. And then doors begin to open. The more hatred begins to rise. The more doors. The more hatred. The more doors. Hate on. Keep on hating. And I will keep on having. I will keep on. Look at your neighbor, say then. Not before then. Then. Look at your neighbor, say if you need God to pick you up, if you need God to do some things in your life, then be ready for some forsakings and forsookings. Everybody stand up on your feet. I'm sure that this message is the reason why somebody is here. All those who don't want you to rest in the office, the kind of door God will open for you. Some of them, if they are not careful, they will have hypertension and stroke. Stand up where you are. Those who think, say, what do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Where do you think you are going? And they are just hating you and gossiping and conspiring and just ganging up. I am here to announce to you that very, very soon, they wouldn't know what to do with themselves. About 33 years ago, around the year of 1986, somebody looked at me. He said, this one went and carried Bible. He's talking about me. What has the Bible given you now? What are you asking me 33 years ago what the Bible has given me? I was not even 20 years yet. I haven't started. I was 17 years? Oh, 18 years. And you're asking me, what has the Bible given me? Bible. 1986. He's angry that I carry Bible. That person today, our difference is not like heaven and hell, heaven and earth. I have taken money, assisted him from my pocket. The same person. To assist his life. Wretched, miserable life. From the same Bible that I carried. The same Bible that I carried. That he asked me, what has the Bible given me now? A young man, young boy. He was a graduate. He had, was already living life. And he thought everything was okay. Please, be careful how you talk to people. You don't know what they will become. Potiphar's wife, be careful how you talk to Joseph. He won't be your houseboy forever. When I go to heaven, I'll try to find out from Joseph. Where was Potiphar's wife and Potiphar sitting during his swearing-in ceremony? I said, human hatred. Some people are asking. Some people, when I mention point number 7, human hatred, say, is that a key? It's a major key, says. There are things God does in people's life to show both the devil and his people that The opinion of man can never be equal to the verdict of God. To let people know that I am the one who created that man. You cannot determine his life for me. I am the one who made that girl, that lady. You cannot determine what she will become for me. After this session, we'll go on a little 30-minute break. Stretch your legs. And then we'll be back to do some dangerous deliverance. To deal very mercilessly with satanic altars and satanic calculation and orchestration and things that people have said against you and the things want to render you and your children poor and wretched. Do you know my counsel for you? When they hate you, don't hate them back. If you hate them back, you have done what God, you have decided to take the place of God to fight for yourself, so God will step aside. When they hate you and you try to hate them back, plus one minus one has become equal to zero. No result. Both you and them will remain at the normal carnal human level. And then their expectations will come to pass. What they expect of you will happen. Since you are trying to fight a spiritual war with physical weapons. If they hate you, don't hate them back. And there are people who want to let you know that they hate you. There are those who do it quietly, but there are those who want you to know. One of the worst things you can do for them is to behave as if you are not aware. It heaps coals of fire on their head. It makes them look like a fool. All the things I am doing to get your attention, you just make them know you are not worth any attention at all. Jacob had two wives. Not by choice, but by lack of mentality. I say lack of mentality because, first of all, he saw Rachel and started crying. Is that how to marry? And then he met his father-in-law. Remain standing, though. Join me standing. I want you to be attentive because since I saw that woman who was sleeping in the afternoon inside this heated preaching, I changed my mind. And then, instead of waiting for his father-in-law to tell him the dowry, he prescribed dowry for himself. I will labor for 7 years for this girl. The man said, you don't know who you are dealing with. You met the cunning man. Start the labor. When he labored for 7 years, the man packaged another woman. He packaged Leah, the firstborn, packaged her and handed her over to Jacob. And Jacob behaved in a way that is not a positive quality for masculinity. That a man was with his wife from night till morning and didn't know it was another woman. Only in the morning he discovered that this is not the Rachel he wanted. That was the beginning of the problem of Rachel. Hated by Jacob. Leah. And then the father said, work for another 7 years if you want Rachel. He labored for another 7 years and Rachel came. Which means for all that duration, Leah was barren. Rachel was barren. Both of them were barren. And do you know what it means to walk in a house where your husband hates you?
And then your junior sister is married to the same husband, hates you with a passion. Only one thing saved Leah. Genesis 29, verse 31. Everybody read it. Only one thing saved Leah. Everybody wants to know. Two of them are barren. God was watching. I'm looking for a key to use to open this womb. And he found, when the Lord saw, not before he saw. There are doors that will never open until God has seen how you have been treated. When the Lord saw, he opened the womb. Beloved, it is not all the time you have to pray that people shouldn't hate you. Otherwise, you are praying against open doors. It's very difficult, though. It's like if you are asking for God's favor, then you are asking for envy. If you don't want people to hate you, don't ask God to favor you. And then if God has favored you, they will hate you. And if they hate you, it will open doors. And if you don't want open doors, avoid hatred. Just be, please everybody. Do anything everybody wants, just do it for them. Because I don't want anybody to hate me. Then you are saying, I don't want any door to open. But I can tell you, massive doors open for some of us. Massive doors! This place we are in provokes more hatred from all quarters. Opening further massive doors. Who is the person I'm about to congratulate? They've been hating you. They've been jealousing you. They've been envying you. They've been hating you. Even in your family, your friends, people that are meant to be your friends are in competition with you. People you trusted turned against you. Congratulations. Father, that door that only hatred can open, open it for that woman, open it for that man, open it for that girl, open it for that boy, open it for that person. You are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Say amen. At times you are passing, people are talking about you. And you know if it's about you, they are talking. Just be moving. How are you all? How are you? Are you all okay? See you later, you hear? If they say, see his walking step, he can't even walk well first. But if you mind people, you lose your place. You lose your destiny. Exercise your conscience to be void of offense towards God and man. Ensure that you do your best to please God. Ensure you do your best to keep your conscience straight. But when they hate you, don't hit them back. That will prevent God from doing what he should do. Pray for them. Ask God to reward them according to their labor. Paul the Apostle prayed for Alexander the coppersmith. He said, he did me much evil. The Lord reward him. That's not a bad prayer. Father, I commit that person in your hands. It's your child. I've done no wrong. I ask that you help that person to see light and not to die and end in hell, but above all, reward them according to their labor. Because there are things that people need to, that God used to do for people before they learn lesson. He said, when thy judgments are in the earth, Isaiah 26 verse 9, then the inhabitants of the earth will learn righteousness. With my soul have I desired you in the night. Yeah, with my spirit within me will I seek you early. When your judgments are in the earth, that is when you give people rewards according to what they desire, then they learn how to do right. There are things that a witch now, is it a God giving him financial breakthrough that will change the person? No. It gives him the reward of what he caused others. He caused others stroke, he receives stroke. He gave another person stroke, he received a second stroke. He gave another person cancer, he received a cancer. Then on his deathbed, he can confess, and God will answer your first prayer that he should not go to hell, and confess and go to heaven. But he received his reward. Even Paul the Apostle, when Jesus Christ encountered him on the road, he said, I will show you light, how you will turn the Gentiles to light, and I will teach you the things you will suffer for my sake. He seems to be saying, since you suffered others, you remember how you suffered, Stephen? You too will suffer. You know, who was gathering people's cloth that were stoning Stephen? Paul. When they stoned him to death, he gathered the cloth, he was there. Stone him well. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 14, he himself was stone dead. God said, because of how Stephen felt, I'd like you to feel how he felt. You too experience stoning. Paul is born again, oh. Paul is rich, you know. But he received reward. Belen the witch. How much less occultic man? He must experience more. What he passed others through. Bakus. Hey! It's already too far and we have not started. We are meant to finish by 6. What shall we do now? All right, lift up your hands and give the Lord the praise. I will just take the next 10 minutes, after which we'll take a slight break. Lift your hands and say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father, I come before you today to thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Father, thank you because you are God. You are faithful. El Shaddai, El Lion, Elohim, I am grateful. O God of the open door, open my doors, open my way today in the name of Jesus. Open my door, open my way. I come before you today. Lift your hands. Say, Father, I make demands on the door that the hatred can open. Father, help me with the key of kingdom service. Help me with the key of love and kindness. Help me with the key of sacrifice. Help me with the key of revelation knowledge. Help me with the key of praise and worship. Help me, Lord, with prophetic impact from your servant. But today, let my door open. Let it open, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray right now. Pray, pray, pray. Nobody going out now, please. Just give me 5 minutes. Pray. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He's always just the same. Oh, praise his holy name. That is the reason why I love him so. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, how wonderful you are. You are fairer than the morning star. You are fairer, much fairer than the lily that grows by the way. You are precious, my precious, then go. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your hands. I will take this matter blow by blow when we return back. Lift your hands high. Everywhere you are this evening, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want today to mark a turning point. Help me, Lord. Help me. See, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone opens the door, I will come in. Before he can open your door for you, you must open your heart to him. Today we have seen miracles, signs, wonders, and we are here to receive more from various locations. You are here in this assembly this morning, anywhere you are, on every level of the gallery. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want to open the door of your heart to him. I'd like you to pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly come forward. You will return back to your seat shortly, but quickly come forward. I'll give you the count of seven and don't be the last to come out. Pastor, I want to make it right with Jesus. No, nobody going out. This time is not to go out. It's coming forward. If you are not coming forward, remain on your seat until actually the next few minutes. Keep coming. The rest of us, take your seat 1 minute. Keep coming. I'll give you the count of seven. 1, 2. Why is the road choked? Why is that road choked there? Give them space to come. 4. Don't be the last to come. As you come, come with your Bibles and your bags. Just a minute. You will still return back to that seat. Those of you where they have left their seat, please don't let another person occupy it. They'll return back there. But quickly come forward. 5, 6. You have seen miracles. You have seen signs and wonders in all our locations around the world. Anywhere you are.